And if you're really wealthy and you want to really get away from us, you can go over there to where I was mentioned, over there to the reservoir.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, last year, there was a heavy rain and it flooded the houses.
Terrific.
It flooded.
Yeah.
And, you know, water knee-high on that expensive carpet.
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna get it, is it?
Yeah, I guess they got it all scooped out in a couple of months. They got a new interior now.
Hope everybody's insured.
Yeah.
Take care of that. Well, you were telling me about wealthy areas and middle class. Well, there are some lower class, poor areas in town.
Let's see. There's some right down there in front of Walter School, which is right down there, right down the street by Bailey.
If you go,
let's see, that way is south, going towards South Jackson. Uh-huh. It's just right down at the school, not the school of Watkins, but it's on down, Walter School, that area up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of areas in South and West Jackson that are like that.
Yeah. Are those white or black?
Black.
Are there some areas in town that are white, that are mostly poor, not too well off?
Let's see, where is that? It's on down Bailey, over there by Lanier High School. I think a lot of white people live over there in that area. See, there's a black area that's right next to it, but there's some white that live in the houses, you know, right in front of Bailey, a little down one of the side streets that you take. It's right over there in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Are there any other, we've been talking mostly about whites and blacks,
mm-hmm.
Are there any other groups in Jackson? You know, like Oriental or something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of Vietnamese that come in here because it's about 5 or 6, well, let's say about 10 on the chest day. Just recently got there. And see, there's a lot of all over the city, but they're kind of, you know, it's not really a group of them or whatever. There's some of them up there in, what's that place? I can't even remember myself. Valinor, and some in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Some over here in Watkins House, in Watkins area.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I guess it's white, black, and Vietnamese, a few Vietnamese. Are there any business areas that are predominantly black business areas in Jackson?
What do you mean by that?
Well, where the stores and sometimes where I'm from a real small town, so about 15,000, and it's it kind of follows the pattern. You know, before civil rights, when you had a lot of segregation, that was a separate black business area where there were clothing stores and restaurants and cafes and all that pretty much together in the same part of town. I was wondering if there was anything like that in Jackson.
Well, there's little junior marts and stuff like that. And like the shopping center right down here, right down the street, it's Heiko Square. Well, it's, you know, when you go to the stores, there's mainly black folk, black people in here, because the Watkins area, you won't find any whites in this area. It's mostly black. And you'll find more blacks in that shop sitting down there than you will whites. And that's how it is in most places. You know, it's not, Heiko Square is not really that big. When you get down like to Jackson Mall,